In the throne room of heaven, plans were being made to announce the birth of God's Son on earth. Michael the archangel had just finished describing his great heavenly display of comets and falling stars, and Gabriel went on with his musical plans. Tens of thousands of voices tuned with heaven's finest and latest harmonies, ready to serenade the earth. But God interrupted their plans. "No," he said, "that's not really what I had in mind. I had planned a small family gathering in Bethlehem. We don't need all that fanfare." "But my stars," said Michael, "what will I do with them?" "And my music," Gabriel added. Just then, Jesus stepped through the pearly gates, out onto the red carpet of time, and he started down the spiral staircase of stairs. Michael pled, "Father, let us do something, please. He just can't go unannounced." "Well, all right," God said. "Gabriel, you may have just a few heavenly angels, and Michael, just one radiant star."
If we had needed knowledge, he would have sent us an educator. If we needed health, he would have sent us a doctor. If we needed wisdom, he would have sent us a philosopher. If we needed music, he would have sent us a musician. If we needed wealth, he would have sent us an economist. If we needed success, he would have sent us an efficiency expert. But we needed a savior. So he sent us Jesus.